Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Why is it so significant for you to decide what you're going to replace your self-sabotage with? That's because the part of your mind known as the subconscious, which runs all of your habits and patterns and self-sabotage or living a life by your desire and design, it's held in your subconscious, well, it won't tolerate a void. So whenever you take something out, you need to choose what you're going to replace it with. And if you don't choose, then your subconscious, which always takes the path of least resistance, unless you program it and condition it to do otherwise, will say, oh, well, I'm going to replace it with something similar to what we just got rid of. And that can explain why you go from one bad habit to the next. Why it seems like if you get success, you can't hold on to it, and you just seem to go from solving problem to problem. Okay, so we want to be able to look at the steps your subconscious will accept in going from problems to creating a life of your design. And that first one is that first step, there's four. Is going to be healing. Now, if you think about healing as in you've cut yourself, well, your subconscious knows automatically how to heal that. But sometimes it goes deep and you need assistance to be able to stitch it up. Maybe there's a bone that's broken that needs to be cast. What happened was you were wounded beyond your ability to repair. And that's typically because it happened at too young of an age for you to be able to cope. So that healing needs assistance. You need to be able to clean things up, clean them out, because you're dealing with what's known as an imprint. An imprint is something that you accepted as the truth, whether it was or not. And because somebody was involved with the original wounding, somebody needs to be involved with the healing. And out of the four levels of our experience, this healing needs to take place on the physical level, where the subconscious actually feels your system beginning to put things back in order. Now, once you've reached a certain level of healing, you need to move into the next arena, the next level up, which is growth. But you can inhibit your own healing by continuing to need to know why. Why did they do that? Why do I continue to act this way? See, your subconscious, for it to accept an upgraded belief, well, it needs to have consistent action, and that's when we move into growth. But if you just want to continue to roll things over in your mind and your emotions and never take those physical actions, remember, healing is on the physical level. If you don't ever want to test out how much you've been healed and see how far you can take it, well, then you'll continue to find another level that needs to be healed, another area, another piece of you that seems to have problems, because the subconscious will not tolerate a void. So you either need to choose, consciously choose, that you're going to replace it with an upgrade, or you'll continue to go back to the problems that you had just to give yourself something to do. So now we need to move up to the next level, and this is growth. I want you to keep in mind, though, that disease, it's growth. Cancer is growth. See, each one of these arenas has a progress side and a pain side. Some people call it positive and negative, but that's not how the subconscious views things. It either says this is going to continue to hurt, maybe even betray me, or I'm going to give it a purpose and I'm going to be able to use it to move myself up. And so growth is when you begin to discover your brilliance and your magnificence. All of my private clients are actually tested to see what the best parts of them are. Because if not, you can get stuck in growth, just like you can get stuck in healing. And when you get stuck in growth, that's when you bounce from healing modality to healing modality, from podcast to book to coach to, oh, let's try this out. Because you're trying to make yourself fit the process instead of the process fitting you and where you're brilliant. This is when the Matthew effect comes into play. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. You get rich off of discovering what's magnificent about you, your strengths, your talents, your abilities, your gifts, and then actually beginning to generalize life in such a way where you're going, oh, well, how do I bring it here and how do I bring it there? We talked about in healing an imprint, the part of you that was wounded. Well, now we're moving into growth, which is the part of you that knows how to move you forward. You're wise man, you're wise woman, you're goddess, you're Adonis. And we begin to look at life as a whole and what it is that you need to do to be able to take all those things that you've learned in the past and make them work for you. And then after that, we begin to look at specific goals. But we really can't look at goals until we've discovered your brilliance and until you've laid a foundation of healing. Because what happens if you go after goals without those two pieces in place? You'll accomplish, you'll achieve, but it feels hollow. It's like, is this all there is? Because you've made yourself fit the goal instead of the goal fitting you. So those goals need to be designed based on your brilliance and based on the fact that you've allowed yourself to heal. See, this is when yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery. Today is the gift. That's why they call it the present. This is when we take the past you that held the pain and the future you that holds the progress, and we marry them together as a team that begins to work through you. And then after that, your vision. This is your purpose. This is your reason for being. But until we've discovered goals, and some of them have resonated and some of them haven't, because what parts of you do we want to bring out for progress based on the foundation that you no longer need to heal because your subconscious is now empowered that when things happen, that it will take care of it automatically? Well, until you do that, you're not going to have the vision that is going to direct your life, because everything flows from your identity. So the healing takes place on the physical level. The growth, that's emotional. Yet bringing impression of increase to everything you experience, those goals are mental. What are you going to focus on? Because if you're going to ruminate about something, let's ruminate about you moving forward. The vision, though, that's identity. That's all of them. And everything flows from your identity. Everything that you've achieved in your life. Take a look around you right now. Everything you've achieved has been based on the identity that you have been living life through. but it's time that you designed who you want to be based on your brilliance and magnificence, based on the experiences that you want to continue to have, based on who you really are. And that way, when the problems of life show up, yeah, they're still going to be painful, but your subconscious knows how to bring about that healing quickly so that you can get back to more of who you really are. But all of this is going to be based on, will you allow yourself to accept the suggestions of moving forward? And we need to go back to the healing. And that younger you will not accept the suggestions of moving up and on because she or he is going, I've already done too much. I'm exhausted. I can't do any more. You have to alleviate them from the burden of making this happen. And in their place, put your wise one. She's ready. He wants to take the action. But until you consciously choose to move yourself through these, you'll just find things, people, places, and things that continue to need to be healed. Your growth will bounce you from one thing to the next without any real results. Those goals will feel hollow. And your vision, well, it's cloudy because there's too much confusion. If I can assist you with this, I'd be honored. What I'm getting ready to share is not for everybody. But if you are the type of person that has been through some stuff in your life and you want to assist others to where they don't either have to go through it or when they are in it, you want to help them get through to the other side to upgrade as quick as possible. Well, maybe you should marry your passion of helping others with the profit of your own holistic business by becoming a certified hypnotist. Because as a CH, you now have a process and a system that you will be taught that will allow you to showcase your brilliance as well as the BBS that you've been through, bad belief systems. It allows you to showcase that in a way that assists others. And here's the great thing. Every time you give someone a suggestion for them to be their best, it can actually boomerang back to you to where it also helps you. That means the more people that you assist living a high quality life, then it also works for you automatically. Okay, if this sounds like something that you might want to investigate, then go to dawnlandrum.com and click on Become a Certified Hypnotist and see exactly what the program offers you. Besides just the fact that it's virtual, you can attend from anywhere, and you can get your certification by 2 evenings a week for just 12 weeks. Okay, if you have any questions, you can reach out to me, 636-699-7791, or there is a button that will pop up on the CH page that says, am I the right instructor for you? And you can click on it and set a time for us to chat. And if I'm not a fit for you, I'll be able to guide you in who you should be looking for. It is time to give your pain a fuller purpose for progress that goes beyond just you. Let's support those that are looking for you, that have a story similar to yours, and you can help them add on an additional chapter that's going to be about the success in their life, and it was because you were there to support them.